Great Mysteries of the 20th Century. Unanswered questions captivate our interest, and the unsolved mysteries of the 20th century haven't lost their allure, even decades or sometimes a century later. With the advance of forensic science and surveillance technology, some of these mysteries could have been solved relatively fast in our days, but old secrets are hard to crack open and continue to fascinate the public. Mata Hari, 1876 to 1917. Margaretha Gertrude Emgriet Zell MacLeod was the beloved but spoilt daughter of a Dutch businessman who bewitched the men around her from a young age. Her dark hair and olive skin was considered exotic, and her height of 177 centimetres made her a formidable woman, actually taller than most Dutchmen at the time. After her father went bankrupt and her mother died, in order to escape the boredom of small-town life, she married Captain Rudolf MacLeod, serving in the Dutch army in the East Indies. Her marriage, though providing financial security and inclusion into the Dutch upper class, was disastrous. Her husband was not only an alcoholic, but also infected her with syphilis, which probably caused the early death of their son. Stationed in the East Indies, Margaretha had the opportunity to study the culture and dancing of the island of Java, on which she capitalized her divorce from MacLeod in 1902, who had left her penniless. In Paris, she reinvented herself as Mata Hari, meaning sunrise, or more literally, the eye of the day, in the language of the Dutch East Indies, and became notorious but very popular for her exotic dancing and string of wealthy lovers. Unfortunately, she signed a contract to dance in Berlin for 6 months just before World War I broke out, when her fur coats and money had been seized and she had to charm a Dutch businessman for her train fare to Amsterdam. Some of her biographers believe that she attended a German spy academy, but neither the British nor the French could find anything to prove this. During the war, Mata Hari fell in love with a Russian officer nearly 20 years her junior, who was wounded in battle. In order to get money, she agreed to spy on the Germans for the French. She was supposed to extract secrets from German officers, but her missions didn't go as planned. When she was in Paris, she was accused of spying for Germany, tried and sentenced to death. Since no one had evidence against her or could point to a single document, plan or secret that she passed to the Germans, it is still questionable whether she was involved in German espionage at all. The courageous woman faced a firing squad without a blindfold, in her best clothes, stylish to death. The Tutankhamun Curse. While the discovery of the Pharaoh's tomb in 1922 by Howard Carter and the Earl of Carnarvon still keeps archaeologists busy almost 100 years later, the sad fate of 21 people linked to the opening of the Pharaoh's burial chamber in Luxor, including that of Lord Carnarvon, gave rise to rumours of a curse. However, Carnarvon had been in poor health for 20 years due to a motoring accident, and in those days death from pneumonia wasn't uncommon. But some sources claim that he was bitten by a mosquito upon entering the tomb, and he died because the bite got infected. In a period when newspapers often printed sensational but unverified stories, it is not surprising that the theory of the Pharaoh's curse has lived on, especially when 6 victims were found dead in London. For example, Carter's personal secretary, Captain Bethel, was found dead in his bed from suspected smothering, and then Bethel's father then plunged 7 floors to his death from his apartment, where he reportedly kept tomb artifacts received from his son. It has been pointed out that Howard Carter, who worked for a decade in the tomb, was unaffected and died at the age of 65, while many other so-called victims passed away more than 10 years after the discovery of the tomb. It was in 2011 that historian Mark Banion published his research on the suspicious London deaths, concluding that they were the doing of occultist Aleister Crowley, who believed himself to be a prophet of a new age of personal liberty, controlled by the ancient Egyptian god Horus. After analysing Crowley's diaries, essays and books and inquest reports, Banion is convinced that he was a Jack the Ripper-obsessed copycat killer. It is likely that the mentally unstable heroin addict found Carter's excavation sacrilegious and wanted revenge. The Lindbergh Baby Mystery. The case of the kidnapped and then murdered son of Charles Lindbergh, the first man to fly solo over the Atlantic, closed with the execution of Bruno Richard Hauptmann after a 2-year investigation. The 20-month-old baby disappeared from his cot one night and a ransom note of $50,000 was left on the windowsill. The desperate parents agreed to pay, but sadly, the body of the toddler was found 6 weeks later, about 7 kilometres from the Lindbergh home in the woods. The police managed to track down Hauptmann based on the trail of the ransom bills he spent and found enough evidence in his apartment to convict him. Hauptmann, however, did not plead guilty, even though a confession would have meant a life sentence instead of the electric chair. The police have been criticised for not being careful enough in investigating the crime scenes, as well as for punishing only one person for something that must have been the work of a group of people. What is more, twice during the 1980s, Anna Hauptmann sued the state of New Jersey for the unjust execution of her husband. The fact that not one fingerprint linked Hauptmann to the crime, and about 500 prints were found on the homemade ladder used to enter the nursery, was hushed up by the police, casting doubt on some of the other evidence as well. Therefore, it is likely that Hauptmann was a scapegoat and the murderers walked free. The Apollo 13 mystery. The Apollo 13 was the 7th manned mission to the moon in the American Apollo space program, launched on April 11, 1970. Due to an explosion 2 days later, they had to cancel the lunar landing, and the crew barely made it home on April 17th, struggling with limited power, loss of cabin heat, shortage of potable water, and problems with the carbon dioxide removal system. An oxygen tank exploded, ripping a hole in the capsule's exterior, causing the astronauts to drift off course. The explanation given by NASA was an electric spark due to exposed cables, but many find the theory of a UFO encounter far more intriguing. The debate whether the moon landing in 1969 really took place or was an elaborate hoax is still going strong, and some even consider the possibility that it was aliens on the moon who then prevented the Apollo 13 from landing. On the other hand, some claim that it was exactly the aliens who helped the crew survive after the explosion, since they had to use the lunar module as a lifeboat, designed to ensure the survival of 2 men for 2 days. On board, however, there were 3 men trying to survive for 4 days, and the explanation that they managed to fit new square carbon dioxide filters into round tanks and prevented any leak with duct tape is doubted by those in favour of the UFO theory.